Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach coming into this game with a week off and split against the same team you're facing tonight. What did your team work on coming into this evening's game?
Well, it was a bit of a different week, Kelly, just because of the having the weekend off and then playing a game on a Monday. So we actually gave them the last Monday off totally, gave them Thursday off totally. So they got their workouts in with Mike and Corey on Wednesday and Friday. We had some good work days on Tuesday and Wednesday. Played a lot of small area games, a lot of competition, and then as got into the weekend, we kept things short, kind of. Some of the things we're going to continually work on, but didn't really do anything different. We got Bailey Wright back in the lineup, which obviously changed. Missy Hunt's back in the lineup, so got some people healthy, which is always good.
Looking back at that series against the Bulldogs, you guys could have swept them. Your team played such great Friday game and then ended up winning on Saturday. What kind of things did you take from that game that you were like, finally, this is clicking?
Well, I don't know if it was like finally clicking. It's just that's the game. I mean, there's such a fine line between coming up on top or coming out short. I mean, obviously that we saw that Friday game. I thought we I don't want to say thoroughly dominated, but we I think the shots were 45 to 20 something, and certainly the quality chances were probably slanted a lot like that in terms of what we had versus what they had. But that's hockey. I mean, you're gonna have games like that. Run into a hot goalie. You throw out the term puck luck, but the bottom line is you just got to keep working hard. It's every game's an opportunity, and I just like the way this team has continually gotten better. Again, everybody works hard. Attitude's been really, really good. So again, we just got to come out and play hard. If we do that, we're always gonna have a chance, and we've had a chance, Kelly, virtually every game we've played. And so that's all you can ask as coaches. And hopefully those opportunities we're getting will start going in the back of the net.
How much confidence does that series give your team? I know in talking with Emily Berglund and Tina Campa, they both said that getting that many shots against a quality team like Duluth did give them that much confidence. Do you see that on the ice?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, certainly we talked about what Duluth had done prior to our series. They went into Boston College, outshot them two games pretty significantly. They go down to Ohio State, outshoot them down there. They host Minnesota and outshoot them in those games. So we knew that they're a team that likes to get the puck to the net, which means they tend to possess the puck. But we were able to flip that completely. For sure on Friday, we definitely not only did we outshoot them, but we just had the puck a lot more than they did. So again, that's how we want to play, and hopefully they can. Having that kind of weekend just reinforces the things we're continually talking about. Now tonight's a totally different animal. We're playing in a rink nobody's ever played in. Obviously, it's a lot smaller than what we're used to. So it'll be interesting to see how this game unfolds tonight.
It is a special game, a Hall of Fame game, sponsored by the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame Museum. Plus, it's a benefit for Matt Olson, a junior hockey player that ended his career with a spinal cord injury. What kind of message have you told your team coming into this with as important of a game as it is for Matt?
Well, we talked about just how special it is to be able to be a part of something like this. One to being part of the Hall of Fame game where, there's not a lot of women in the Hall of Fame, but some are. And, obviously a team has been inducted. But so they realize the significance of that part, the fact that it's two women's college hockey teams playing in this game, and obviously the fundraising part is just added to it. And I've mentioned a couple times the hockey community is a close-knit community, and now for us to be able to take part in something like this where all the proceeds are going to go to a young man that was severely hurt playing this game, it's not lost on our players.
I had a chance to look at your lineup coming into tonight. Obviously, Bailey Wright's back in the lineup. Missy Hunt's back up in the lineup. But how's the overall health of your team?
Good. Lydia Passolt's a little under the weather, so that she was not able to make the trip. But otherwise, we're pretty good.
As far as this being a non-conference game per se, do you change anything? Do you play a different goalie? Or who are you going to give a shot to tonight and starting in net?
Well, Kerrigan Dow is actually going to get the nod tonight, but it's more based on her, how hard she's working in practice and how she's looking, and a great opportunity to see what she can do with a start. Rather, I thought she handled going into a game at Wisconsin very, very well, but now we'll get to see how she handles something where she knows she's the starter and gets to go right from the puck drop.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
I just keep playing the way we're playing. That's I think in a facility like this, it's like I say, we got to move the puck, move our feet, be on our toes, get pucks past their defense, but get pucks deep, minimize turnovers, the things we're constantly reinforcing, and let's get pucks to the net.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.